Hello.
Hello, sweetheart.
Good morning.
Good morning, darling. How are you, Sitri?
I am very well.
Yeah,
it would be very strange if I were not well.
Ah.
You cannot be here
yes,
and be
that's
sick.
Very nice.
Although there again, there are still people who have not advanced very far
no.
who are sick in mind.
Yes.
But that is a state of being which, well, does not last long for most people.
Yeah.
Everyone has to progress, you know.
That's right.
It is a gradual thing.
Yeah.
Progression for some.
Right.
Well, I suppose in a way it is for all of us, you know.
Yes.
We assimilate new knowledge.
Yes.
A new experience.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm very well, darling. Oh. If anything is a little too hot for me.
You did not get the flowers from the same place.
No, darling, I didn't.
I was with you this morning.
Well, you did.
But you did not buy the flowers
no.
at the same place as
no.
you usually do.
No, that's right.
But they are very beautiful.
Yes, they are.
I love the colors.
Yes.
I wish you could see the colors here. Oh, we have colors which you have never, ever seen.
Yes.
And I don't know how to describe them to you. I think it is impossible. Our world is so much more varied
yes,
than yours, you know.
Yes.
What were you going to say to me?
I have them on the grave, all in a row.
You mean these flowers?
The gladiola, yes.
Gladiola.
Yes, that's right.
They are very beautiful.
Yes,
and they are very stately.
Yes. But month of August is the only time they really bloom, August and September. And then they are finished.
And then what do you have?
Then, of course, you know, they don't stand the winter, so you have to take the bulbs out. In Sweden, the gladiolas.
Flowers are very beautiful. They play a great part in our lives.
Yes, of course.
Flowers and music.
Yes.
I would feel so happy when you are peaceful and quiet
yes.
and listening to the music.
Yes.
You receive many of my thoughts
yes.
and many impressions.
I know, darling. I that's why I have the house full of flowers.
I know.
No, I have the house. Because I said to myself, well, it helps my Annie to come through and be at home.
Well, wherever you happen to be,
yes.
I can still come to you.
Yes, darling.
But I must say it is wonderful when you are able to come and talk to me.
Yes.
It is something we both look forward to
yes,
so much, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
But, of course, you cannot always be here.
No, so do I.
But this has been a longer trip.
Yes.
2 weeks, huh?
Yes, that's right. I like it because, you know, you get used to talking and you talk so well.
Do I speak
yes.
as well as that?
Yes.
Sometimes I think I should do much better.
No, darling,
you know. I
yes.
think, oh, by now I should be able to... Oh, talk
no.
and talk and talk, you
no,
know.
No, you
but
talk.
I still find a little difficulty at times, you know.
Yes.
I find it very difficult to...
The first time.
You know, to think clearly
yes.
at times.
The first time during my visit, you have to get used to the conditions.
Well, you know, it
yes.
is like picking it up again after
that's
a long
right.
time, you
that's
know.
Right. Yes.
But I believe you are coming again before Christmas.
Yes, darling, I come in October.
October?
Yes, Leslie has given me one week then.
It is costing you a lot of money to
no,
keep coming to England.
No, darling, I don't think of it.
No, I shouldn't say that, huh?
No.
But you know, all these trips and you have to
yes.
stay in a hotel.
No, no, that doesn't, it's a pleasure to me, darling.
Well, I would like you to... do what you want to do. And what I want to do is to talk to you.
Yes.
So we are both of the same mind.
Yes, that's right. It's no trouble to me, darling. Especially.
No.
No, no trouble to me.
I think you will have to have an apartment in London.
Very close to Leslie.
Well, I don't know. I might even be a good idea.
Yes.
If one had an apartment and... you come over every now and again.
Oh, well,
and
if I had an apartment, then he would move from London.
Then you could let it to people and make some money
yes,
to
yes.
pay for your trips.
Yes, yes.
Make a business proposition,
yes.
you know.
Yeah.
Lots of people come to London, they want somewhere to live,
yes.
and they rent an apartment because it is cheaper than
yes,
going to a hotel.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be an idea.
Yes, that's...
Perhaps I'm being very naughty to suggest it, huh?
No.
But I think it would be nice if... Oh, I don't know. Perhaps I expect too much.
No.
But I'm
like
so happy to talk with you all the time.
Yes, I'd like you to say too much. Because then I know your heart is fully...
Well, I can only say this, you know, that since I have been here...
Yes.
I think it is true to say I have grown even closer to you.
Ah, yes.
You know, it is a strange thing. Although we are physically parted, we are closer together mentally and spiritually.
Yes, I know.
And I am so much nearer to you, perhaps even than you realize.
I know. I realize it, darling. Because not a moment passes.
You know, your thoughts are my thoughts, and my thoughts are your thoughts.
Correct.
You know, we think alike, and all the time you are receiving my thoughts and impressions, you know.
I know when I come over to you in the night, I say to you, take me wherever you like, because...
Oh, well, you have seen so many different aspects of life here.
Yes.
I have taken you to many places, and you have met many people. But of course, when you wake up in the morning, you don't remember.
No.
That is a disappointment.
But the only thing I remember, that before you bring me back, I said to you, I would like to sit by a special stream with Sybil and Peter and have a little time with them and then come back to my body. I don't know if that is right.
Well, yes, it is so, but it is very difficult to put into words certain things, you know.
Yeah, I have to sort of glimpse of it. And I feel I like it very much when I spent a little time with them.
You know, it is very difficult to put into words, but though we are separate people...
Yes.
Yet we are as one, you know.
Yes, that is true.
It is a very strange thing.
Yes.
We have our individual body.
Yes.
And individual personality.
Yes.
And character. And yet we are so close.
Yes, I think.
And the children too, you know.
Yes.
I still refer to them as the children, but if you could see them, they are very grown up.
Yes, that's right.
They are not babies, you know.
No. Oh, it's very nice to feel that they are doing good work and because...
Well, the children are particularly interested in the young people and they try to help people, young people on earth.
You told me they were interested in healing work too.
Of course. But you know, I think it is true to say that although we can do a certain amount, I think we get very disheartened when we come back to Earth and we see the world conditions.
That's right.
And we try hard to reach people.
Yes.
But it is very difficult for many people whose minds are closed.
Yes, I know.
You see, with you it is different because your mind is open to receive and we are so in tune together.
Yes, that's right.
But most people, their minds are closed, you know, on Earth to things of the spirit.
Yes. You know, when I take absent healing, I hear a voice. It is your voice. It's a man's voice.
Uh-huh.
Who is, I almost say, dreaming about a utopia world where everybody could receive spiritual healing and get rid of their ailments, you see. And it's a man's voice, and day after day I hear it. And then I say to that man, but how do you think I can help in this? Because there are other people in the movement who are leaders, and you should try to impress upon them. Because he thinks that the healing movement should be on a national basis, not practiced individually by separate healers. And it should be under the government as a national thing, just like doctors are. You see?
I know, but I don't know. That would take many years.
Yes, because you see, the trouble is the doctors have got the government on their side, and the spiritual healing is comparatively unknown. And unless somebody fights for it.
I am afraid until there is a greater realization of spiritual things, all this is just a dream, you know.
Yeah.
I think until humanity begins to realize the reality of the spirit, you know, and that we are not so far away from them, and that we are in tune or trying to be in tune with them, you know, until man changes his idea and his outlook, there's not very much we can do.
No.
All we can do is knock at the door. If they don't want to open it, there's nothing we can do.
Yes.
But if they will open it a little tiny bit, then gradually we can enter, you know.
But you see, you know, even spiritualism is not accepted as a religion or faith until somebody fought for it. And there was a member of parliament who really fought for it, and spiritualism is now a religion.
Well...
And it has been accepted so. Before it was like witchcraft.
I know.
You see? But similarly, spiritual healing has to be fought for by people in the government who can bring to bear pressure and by actual facts what spiritual healing can do for millions of people.
If only people would have enough faith.
Yes.
In the power of the spirit, which is indestructible. The power of the spirit is such that when it is understood and applied, can do great things.
Yes.
Indeed,
yes.
In a way, it is true to say miracles, you know?
Yeah. You know, the trouble is that the whole education system is materially based on.
I know.
You see, if there was spiritual education given to young, and they are more ready to receive it when they are young than when they are grown up. That would completely alter the things. They would be able to understand things better. Now, for instance, now I tell you, during this visit, I have been much interested in transcendental meditation. And, you know, there has been a movement in England, and it has been blessed by government. You understand?
I know.
And what does it do? You see, it sort of influences the mind of young people who are given to narcotics. And because, you see, transcendental meditation has the same effect as narcotics, without the use of narcotics. And it has done powers of good among young people in universities and polytechnics and all those places. And now there is a class in Imperial College here in London where young people become acquainted with it. And it's a question of practicing at home only 20 minutes a day, you see. But it opens your whole horizon to spiritual things.
I think it is even simpler than that.
Uh-huh.
I think if a person retreats, you know, into their own inner self, you know what I mean?
That's right. Yes.
In other words, if, for instance, like yourself, when you are peaceful and quiet, and you relax your body and your mind, and you turn, as it were, mentally to the power of the spirit, the power of the spirit within you and the power of the spirit without you will automatically be blended, you know, and you will be suffused, as it were, with the power of the spirit and the light of the spirit, and you will be transported mentally and spiritually away from material things.
Exactly, that is quite
I think it is simple. It is not complicated or difficult.
No.
If you set aside an hour or whatever, a week or whenever it is possible, to withdraw from the world,
that
the material world, you know, and open your mind and your heart and to the spiritual things, gradually you will enter into these things.
Yes, exactly.
And be aware and be part of it, you know.
Yes, that is true.
Man just doesn't realize the power within himself, you know.
That is true.
You know, it is true that within yourself there is power to overcome all things.
Yes.
No, there would be no sickness, no illness, no troubles, anxieties in your world if man realized the power within himself and used it, you know.
Yes, you're right.
Man creates everything that happens to him.
Yes.
All the bad things are what man has brought into being.
Yes.
Man can overcome everything if only he will realize the power within himself, you know.
Yes.
Ah, but I don't think somehow many people will realize this truth.
Mm.
You have been very fortunate.
Yes, Annie. You have taught me quite a lot.
Well, I have taught you as much as I can within reason, you know. It is very difficult to find words, you know.
You know, I have just obeyed you like my teacher.
Huh? But the point is, you know, I tell you these things and you assimilate this knowledge.
Yes.
And everything that I do is for your benefit.
Yes, of course.
But the point is that because in a sense, you know, you take so much care of yourself, I am prolonging your coming to me.
Yes, that is true.
But still, it is good.
Yes.
I think you have work yet to do.
Uh-huh.
In a little way, perhaps, but nevertheless important to help others.
I often heard that you have to stay because you have some work to do.
Well, that is true.
Uh-huh.
In a way, yes, because I think in Sweden, I think there is a great need for this.
Yes.
And I think in some way you may be able to do something.
Yes.
I really do, you know.
Yes.
I think it was possible that you could open the eyes of many people. In fact, I know you could, given the opportunity.
Yes.
I don't want to feel that anything is wasted, you know.
No.
I often wonder if it might not be possible for you to write.
Yes.
And yet I don't think you feel you will.
No.
No?
I don't know, darling. It's entirely a question of opportunity and the right moment.
I know, this is not easy.
Yeah.
When do you come again?
Darling, I come on Friday.
On Friday?
But don't go yet.
No, I did not say. I was thinking.
My heart sinks when you say that. Coming again. I'm so happy to talk with you.
I know, but you know, one can only stay so long.
Yes, that's
The power is
limited,
you know.
Yes, that's
and I don't want to waste any moment.
No, darling. Yes, I understand. It's wonderful. I'm much happier that Leslie is better this
Well, time. I know, because you know, when I come the first time this time,
yes,
I thought, oh, you know, he's not well.
Yeah.
And I felt very sorry for him, but I knew it could affect the seating, you know,
right.
And the vibrations,
but
he managed to arrive, huh?
Yes, he's much better.
Oh, he's improved.
And I'm trying to make him a vegetarian, too.
I don't think you will succeed.
Oh, yes, he will.
I doubt it. I think he is too much of a meat eater.
No, no.
No?
If he was really... Once convinced, he would not go back to...
Oh, I think he's convinced, but I think he is weak.
Ah.
Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it. But I think that you're...
No, the will must be there, darling.
I think the desire must be there.
Now look.
You change.
You and I have been eating meat all our lives.
Well...
And now you come along and tell me that it is wrong.
I think it is wrong.
Yes.
I think it is not necessary to eat.
Yes, I realize.
Because nature has provided so many things.
Yes.
Nature has provided food and vegetables.
Many people.
You know, and nuts.
Yes.
And things which are good for humanity.
Exactly.
Much better than meat.
No, that is quite true. And I feel much better for it.
Of course you feel much better.
And
physically or mentally.
But people think that if they didn't eat meat, they would die.
Oh, but nonsense, they do talk.
Yes. They think that
is... It is amazing how little it is needed, the body.
Yes.
You could live on nature's foods,
yes.
Even a limited amount, you know.
You know, my dear mother she was not a vegetarian almost all her life. And then towards the end, she turned become vegetarian.
Oh.
And, yes, she felt that her troubles were much less than they would have been if she had continued with me. You see? And do you ever meet her, darling? My mother?
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Hello, hello.
Yes, darling.
You were asking me about your mama.
Yes.
Oh, I see her, of course.
Yes. No, I was asking you if you saw my mama.
And, of course I see her.
You see her?
Yes, from time to time.
Yes.
She often visits you.
Uh-huh.
We all visit you.
Yes, darling. Yes.
We all keep an eye on you. You know?
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could come and kiss you.
Oh, darling.
But you have to...
Oh, darling. I would love it.
I look forward always so much for your coming
yes,
here.
Yes, thank you, darling.
I look forward again Friday.
Yes,
I
darling.
Have to go.
Yes,
a
okay.
Big kiss for you.
Yes.
Bye-bye, Dada.
Bye-bye, Sita.
You know, she's marvelous.
She yes, really is. She's lovely.
You're coming on Friday.
Yes.
Oh, I look you. Forward to seeing you then.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Nikki. Oh, she did very well.
Yes, yes.